Preparing. Setting it up. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Show 43. What is up?
What up? Number 43. Sweet.
Yes, sir. It's older than me now. How does this work that way?
It's 10 behind my age.
Yes,
well, my
sir.
Age. My age, July 23rd.
Coming up, party time.
Yeah, yeah.
Excited. So the audience knows, I'm sure they do already, but just to announce again, Troy Garman was the winner of the Gracious 2 contest. And we're sending it out to him, or he's coming to pick it up in July from the studio.
Cool. I'm flying back to Pennsylvania with the kids on July 20th. Anytime after that, bud, until August 4th or 3rd, I'm there. So,
yeah, baby, baby.
Come on by. I'll hand it to you directly.
Come on down. Yo, the world is nuts. Or are we? I'm not sure.
We got we're in a cult. We're in a cult of common sense, as I've said many times.
For anybody who's not aware of what we're talking about, check out our Instagram. We got some wacky folks on there that are in the loud minority, but come November, the silent majority will be speaking, people, so be ready.
Yeah, so I got a fact check on a post I put up, and it's just a stupid meme that says, you know, basically, just remember the only reason we don't have two felons running for president is because one was found mentally unfit to stand trial. Let that sink in. I got a fact check for that, so I posted the meme with the fact check underneath it and said, fuck your fact check. And of course, then we have some leftards in there going, this is not correct. And I'm like,
leftard,
it's not correct about it.
Chad, I like that one.
You like that one? Yeah, it's my new one.
I've heard libtards, but leftards. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, liberals traditionally were more centrists and about free speech and, you know, very common constitutional things. That term has been hijacked by the left now. If you call one a liberal, you're meaning a fucking ultra-left person, which I'm trying to get away from because liberals are common sense.
Yes, yes. We don't.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So one of these guys is saying, this is all wrong. You're lying to people. And I'm like, I'm not lying. What am I lying about? And I sent him a video of Jim Jordan reading Robert Herr's fucking report saying that basically it doesn't use the exact words mentally unfit, but he says he's unfit to stand trial.
Yeah.
Because he's too old and can't remember things. He can't even remember that he was vice president. This is in the guy's report. Okay. And he stole and possessed illegally top secret documents as a vice president and a senator, which are no-nos.
Preach.
New. And I said the final thing I wrote back to the guy, I said, if this was you or I, well, first of all, I said, if this was Trump, you would certainly be saying he's mentally unfit based on that report.
Yep.
If it had the same language in it, you'd be saying, look, he's mentally unfit.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be using those words, I guarantee you. And two, if it was him or I being busted for these top secret materials, we'd be in fucking jail. 100%. Wouldn't matter what our age was or what they thought about our memory, we'd be in jail. Common citizens would be in jail.
Yeah, it's you got to wonder if this guy doesn't have common sense. If his IQ is low, is he a moron? Does he not really read stuff? Does he not pay attention to stuff? It's like
I sent him the video to watch with Jim Jordan reading it, and he's still going. Well, you know, it's based on the prosecutor saying he's not really able to stand trial because the jury would find him too sympathetic as an old man with mental issues or basically memory problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that says to me he's mentally unfit to stand trial.
Chad, can you do me a favor real quick? Stop
yes.
stating facts. Start lying to our audience. So
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Damn
Come
on, dude. What is wrong with you? Why would you
go
honest, tell the truth, and you know?
Woo-hoo. I don't know. The whole post, the whole thing was about just, you know, a fact check saying something's wrong when it's not. And this guy's saying, well, it's wrong. And I'm like, it's not wrong.
I'm sorry, Chad, but for any.
He's not wrong. You're talking about semantics. Like, it's fucking bullshit. Like, get over it. He did something illegal and he's not being tried for it because he's unfit.
Yeah. For any.
Period.
for any people out there that don't know what we're referring to, I'm sure a bunch of our audience does, but for any new members listening or for the moron who was looking at the Instagram posting this garbage, go to our Instagram, the_gracious2, and you could actually see what we're talking about. And audience out there, why don't you go on there and respond to some of these comments and let them know what's up and stand up, because we're tired of, you know, people just running their mouths, saying nonsense and stating shit that isn't true. This is the Gracious 2, where we actually give you real stuff, real truth. We don't just sit there and lie. Oh, Chad, and another thing we don't do, we don't sniff children's hair and make them feel uncomfortable. Oof,
we didn't even get into that. No, definitely don't do that. Or shower with our daughters inappropriately.
Hey, you wouldn't be talking about the pedo in chief now, would you, sir?
I would definitely be talking about the pedo in chief, because that's what he is.
Yeah. And for those who don't like what we're saying, beep, 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 go look it up. Go see what's the truth. We're not bullshitting you. Even though we say we put the shit in bullshit, right now, we're actually spinning some serious truth to y'all out there. So, come on, come all. The Gracious 2 is here for you. Oh, my God. I'm a poet. I did not know it, Chad.
Hey, hey, hey.
This is weird.
Yeah, it's just funny because we knew Ashley Biden's diary was real when it was discovered.
Yep.
And now it's been proven to the mainstream media and the people on the left that wanted to say, well, it's Russian disinformation, blah, blah, blah. Same thing they always say.
Yeah,
it's real. It's real. She has admitted it's real to a judge. It is now real. The FBI has it.
And it's
and it says she felt like she probably was molested and showered inappropriately with her father.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's disgusting what we're talking about here, people, but we're literally just telling you true shit that's going on. You know, we don't want to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. And, you know, it's crazy that this freaking guy is the president of the United States. I mean, and not busted for anything.
He's not fit to be a father. He's not fit to be the president. He's not even fit really to be a fucking human being. Sorry for me getting so blunt, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, United States of America. Yeah. Joe Biden, I'm talking to you. You're an asshole. Your son Hunter is an asshole that you raised. Oh, my God. That was very harsh. But
and, you know, Ashley's had to go in and out of rehab because she probably is dealing, you know, trying to deal with the pain that you've caused her.
Exactly.
Because you, the most trusted person in her life, her father, has violated her.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I know the truth hurts sometimes.
And the lefties out there are going to defend. They'd rather defend Biden than fucking actually be aghast and upset with a fucking pedophile that's molesting his own daughter.
You say it all the time. Gaslighting at its finest, coming from that world and that family and all.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing now. Every video of him making gaffes and falling upstairs and that, those are all deep fakes. Those are all made up by the right. I mean, this is the world you live in and people fucking believe it. That's what trips me out.
Right.
That's what trips me out.
You know what's crazy? People who say something bad about President Trump saying his daughter is beautiful. If you find creepy people, I don't know what the fuck is wrong in your brain. One, his daughter is beautiful. Two, a father saying his daughter is beautiful is actually beautiful. A dude sniffing a person he doesn't know's hair, a child, is disgusting. So
touching them inappropriately, groping them in pictures and shit. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, so I mean,
and there's video of it, people. There's video of it. It's not speculation. There is video of it happening.
Yes.
Many videos.
Yes. You could have seen it live. You could see the video. You could see pictures. There's tons of shit out there that you could actually see with your own eyes.
And speaking of Trump, another conspiracy theory that's been busted is, and you know, it's on Snopes now, but everyone is now admitting that the good people on both sides rhetoric that the left used with Trump about Charlottesville was bullshit, because that's what they always go back to. He said there's great people on both sides, or there's, you know, beautiful people on both sides,
right?
Or fine people on both sides, meaning that there's fine people like are neo-Nazis and there's fine people on the ultra left. He wasn't talking about that because he condemned the neo-Nazis and the KKK right after he said that. but they never played that part. So the MSN, even Biden ran on it. He said there's very fine people on both sides. It's a fucking lie. It's a lie.
It is a lie. Oh, and we're going
to Snopes finally had to fucking admit it 7 years later. It only took him 7 years to figure it out.
Chad, even though Live and Your Awesome Band was Rolling Stone magazine's 1995 Artist of the Year, which is when that magazine was relevant, poignant.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say something about them right now. Hey, Rolling Stone magazine, go fuck yourself and everything you stand for posting shit that you post in your magazine. It's not a magazine. You're an online article now. Online news source, whatever the fuck you want to call
it. Online opinion piece is all you are.
There you go, Chad. Thank you for coming in with that, because it's just disgusting how they want to portray themselves and portray an actual good father in President Donald Trump.
This is what we dealt with when Chad Taylor did his Rolling Stone interview with that Andy Green guy. He calls me, says, I just want to get to the truth. I'm like, I'll give you the truth. And then he didn't print 90% of what I said and then tried to make me look like a crazy MAGA conspiracy theorist.
Yep. Oh, that
okay.
That was journalism at its finest, wasn't it? No.
That's modern day journalism at its finest. Some opinionated motherfucker doesn't want to actually get to the truth, just wants to spout his own opinion about something.
It's amazing that you have to come to shows like this and actually the greatest podcast on earth. Let's talk about it. The JRE Experience. You have to go to like that for real, actual, factual information. Like, what the fuck is wrong with the news, the media, their propaganda machine that the government is? Like, come on, let's be fucking real here. Let's actual news. Let's fucking report real shit. Let's not lie and just promote your agenda. It's disgusting. We're tired of it.
And that's the thing about like the left and Joe Rogan. Like, I have friends that like are always bagging on Joe Rogan. It's like, well, one, he's pretty fucking intelligent. Two, he's infinitely curious. Three, he gets experts on his show all the time that debunk this shit, whatever you want to talk about, mass, the vax, all that bullshit. He brings in actual experts and talks to them, but the left calls him stupid and he's a moron, blah blah. It's like, what are you talking about? Watch his fucking show and learn something.
That's what it is. It's people who don't watch his show, it's people who look at little stupid headlines and news flashes that they see but actually don't nope, they're talking about.
When CNN and MSM is all, you know, they take shit out of context and then put it on their show. And like, see, he took horse dewormer. It's like,
wait a minute.
CNN. He took ivermectin.
that great news organization is a piece of shit. Yup. Sorry, I'm exactly. A junior comedian. Oh, my goodness. This is the gracious two today. Oh, by the way, audience and lovely members out there, this will be a short show. We do apologize about our guests not being here today. Things come up, things happen. This is a real live show. We don't hide behind curtains and record and put stuff out and flash fake news. This is real. So this is real life coming in, you know, in real time.
Yeah, it was John DeChristopher, who used to be my Zildjian rep, who signed me to Zildjian. He's retired now, but he has his own podcast on Wednesdays. I think it's called Live from the Drum Room. And he's having a big Grammy-nominated drummer guy on his show on Wednesday. So he need to prep for it. Totally get it. It's all good. We'll reschedule, John.
Absolutely. And you guys get the best of every world today. You get Chad and myself alone. Hey now.
Oh, no, Bobby. Bobby's not here.
No, Bobby is.
Bobby is. He had something coming up and I said, you know, Bobby, it's going to be a short day today. So, go take care of what you got to do. Bobby's World will not be coming in.
No, Bobby's World, damn it.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite coffee cups.
I love Intercourse. Me too.
It's Intercourse PA. So there's a little PA right here in the window of the buggy.
Wow.
That's an actual town in Pennsylvania.
Not only is that a cool like coffee mug, but that's a cool thing that they did with it. Like, that's a really funny play on words. Logan, slogan, whatever. It's really cool.
Yeah. There's Intercourse, Bird in Hand, Blue Balls, and Sugar Notch, Pennsylvania. Those are all real places.
You're joking that there's a Blue Balls, Pennsylvania.
No, that's Bird in Hand, Blue Balls, and Intercourse are in Amish country. Yeah, so they're.
Wow.
That is, there are real places.
How funny is that? I wonder if they knew what they were doing as they were naming those places.
Come on. You don't think so?
I didn't realize the Amish were that cool, honestly, to be.
Hey, man.
Hey, now.
They do their own thing. They don't give a shit.
That's true. It when what do they have? Rumspringa when they get to
Rumspringa. Yeah, when they turn 18, the kids can go out into the world and do whatever they want, like drugs, alcohol, swear, all the bullshit, you know, sex, everything. And they have a year to do that, to go fucking crazy. And then at the end of that year, if they can decide to leave the church,
and the
community, or they can come back in. If they leave, they are excommunicated. And no one talks to them again.
Oh,
that their family, everybody. Yeah, they're gone.
That, I wonder, I guess they don't post like the percentage of people that go out to the
world. Yeah, I have no idea what the stats are on that. Be interesting to know.
If you think about it, right, it is a simple life that they're living, and an honest life, and salt of the earth life.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of cush with all our technology and stuff, but you know, what is the better way of living? As I'm just thinking about this and like contemplating, because I was always like, that's a weird way to live. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wait a second. Maybe they're onto something and they know better then, because this world is wacky with everything that's going on right now. Chad, mm-hmm. You just made me become Amish, by the way.
Well, there you go. You got to marry a woman and only fuck her the rest of your life. So,
good deal.
Good luck with that.
Next, not happening. Not happening. Now I know why I'm not Amish. Thank you for that, Chad.
But Amish, there's an interesting thing about the Amish. They are obviously, because their community is so small, they tend to inbreed a little bit. And a lot of them have six fingers.
Yeah.
On like one hand. And then on the other thing is they obviously do not vax. So they have one of the lowest rates of autism per community, per capita in the world. But wait a minute. Vaccines don't cause autism, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
they
did prove on VAERS that the vaccines cause autism. There's I think at least one little girl that got paid out by VAERS for her autism being caused by vaccines.
Yeah, I remember.
So they'll tell you, the MSM will tell you all day, doesn't cause autism. They've told us that. They've done studies. Well, yeah, it does.
I remember when Jenny McCarthy was going on her crusade about that because her son has autism and stuff like that. I mean, she went silent about it now and kind of retracted her statement. But
yeah, it was kind of weird because we read her books when we were having a kid. And now she's kind of like went back on everything. I think she got pressured. But
I think it was the backlash that she felt from it. But,
Well, her and Jim Carrey were, because she used to be with Jim Carrey.
Yep.
They were on Larry King Live talking about it back in the day.
Good old JC. That guy is a labyrinth. Like, he's just ghost kind of right now. He pops his head up every now and again, but when he does, everything that comes out is hysterical. Everything he touches is golden. He's just the
cool. Oh, absolutely. Do you ever see his appearance on was it Jimmy Kimmel? Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, where he walks out on stage and he's doing this the whole time?
No, I did not.
It's supposed to be an Illuminati symbol, and he's sitting there saying to Kimmel, like, you don't know what this is? Come on, you know what this is. They all know what this is. And then Jimmy Kimmel's like, I don't know what that is.
How funny.
Uh-huh.
One thing I saw of him that like was hysterical, he was at a fashion award show, and so a lady's interviewing him, and he's talking about, she's like, oh, you're going in to see all the fashion icons. He's like, icons, what do you mean?
Yeah, I didn't see that. It's amazing.
Oh my God. He's like, we're nothing. You're surrounded by nothing. You're in a tetrahedron. Like, he just went off on her, and it was hysterical to see. What, her head was spinning. She didn't know how to take it. She didn't know if he was being serious. He didn't know if he was joking. But that guy is awesome, dude. Everything he touches really is amazing.
It would be cool to re-hook up with him and talk to him again to see where he is on all this, because it's hard to tell if he's serious or not about being awake. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he's an amazing artist too. Have you seen like some of the actual artwork he's like created?
Oh yeah. When we went to his house, he was painting back in 99 when we did that little, we did a preview of The Distance to Here for him in his house.
Get the fuck out of here. You're hearing this exclusively on The Gracious Two People, something I never knew.
We all went to his house. I was talking to him, and we took some demos over there of Distance to Hear, played Dolphins Cry, a couple other songs for him. And then he had the congas that act that what was the Man on the Moon?
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman actually played. He had his congas in his house, and he was banging on those.
Wow,
it was wild, yeah.
That was wild when he was filming that movie. I think it was called Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would do the Tony Clifton character.
Yes.
Be in it 100%. He actually got in trouble, had to go to court, and he went in as Tony Clifton.
Like, I heard he would smear Limburger all over him, Limburger cheese, so he stunk.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, I think he had like whiskey on himself. Like, he was really diving into that Andy Kaufman role. And wow, dude, he nailed it. I mean, if you watch that movie, I mean, he hit the mark.
That's great.
It's amazing.
Did you ever see Chappelle tell that story about going to the set of Man on the Moon and meeting? He met Tony Clifton.
No,
not Jim Carrey. Jim is in the Tony Clifton character. And Chappelle goes on set and he's just like hanging out. And it's like, oh, Jim Carrey. And he says, hey, Jim. And everyone's like, oh, don't call him Jim. Because he's completely method on that thing. Either he was Andy or he was Tony Clifton the whole fucking time, right?
Yeah.
And so he got in all this trouble. And then, of course, Chappelle turns that into a trans joke.
Go, Chappelle. Two legends speaking.
It was the great joke. It's like, you know, he's pretending he's something he's not. I'm like, oh, shit. So, anyway. Yeah. Not that I, you know, completely agree with him, but. All good.
Well, something with the DC, JC, the C in the last name means something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
This was from the Truman Show. If you remember, did you watch the Truman Show when Jim Carrey was in that?
Oh, yeah.
Drawing on the mirror and doing that thing. I mean, he's just picked great movies. The number 23 was phenomenal. A sweet roles for him. That was like, that movie freaked me out, man. And he played.
Go ahead. Sorry.
The number 23, if you remember, it was it was a freaky ass movie. And I just remember, like, he played the character so well, who was being tortured by the number 23. And it was just a crazy, crazy ass movie. Don't know where I was going with that, but excuse me.
Pardon. I was going to say, did you, what was the movie here where he had a dual personality with Renee Zellweger?
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, that shit was good. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Absolutely. You know, he was, I think, dating her for a while.
Yeah. When I was talking to him, he was dating her.
That guy's a pimp. I just got to put it out. Jim Carrey is a pimp. Jim, if you're listening or ever hear this, we would love for you to come on this show. I've been a fan of yours for a very long time. I was, as a kid growing up, Jim Carrey was like an idol of mine. I had a shrine. Dedicated to him. Ace Ventura was my jam. Saw Dumb and Dumber probably like 12 times in the movie theater.
Oh, God, yeah.
Great. I thought him and Jenny McCarthy were awesome. I don't know what happened in that relationship, but she seems happy now with her new love.
Donnie Wahlberg.
The Wahlbergs. They're a cool-ass family, too.
Absolutely, yeah. And I like, I'm not religious, but I like how the conviction that Mark Wahlberg has with his religion. Like, he doesn't put up with the Hollywood woke bullshit.
Absolutely.
You know, it's great to see.
I didn't realize how strong his faith was, you know, until recently, but he's a very devout, you know, in his faith and stuff like that. And what a cool ass dude, man. To go from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch to like what he is now is like, the guy's done mega movies, acted, directed, produced. It's like, he's a cool ass character. The whole family's kind of cool.
So I have a kind of a cool story about Mark, not indirectly about Mark, but so we're looking for like a law firm to represent us as the band, as live. Yeah. This is like 98, 99, somewhere there. I don't know why we decided we need a full, like a law firm on fucking retainer all the time, but we did. So we're interviewing law firms in LA.
Why you might.
And we go to this one law firm. I forget what it was called, but they of course, you know, they're doing this whole spiel for us. They have PowerPoint and all this bullshit going on. And one of the guys' claim to fame was that he signed Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And got him this Calvin Klein ad, that very famous Calvin Klein ad there. He's, you know, all buff and shit standing in his Calvin Klein's. But as he's as the guy's presenting this, and the guy's presenting it to us is, you know, into it. Obviously, it was a big client. You know, Marky Mark became a big deal.
Huge.
But as soon as the guy said Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Patrick just busts out laughing.
Oh,
just out of nowhere. It's fucking hilarious. And the guy looks at him, and Patrick's just like,
yeah, well, because
like you think that's like that's your big claim to fame. It's just funny he had to be there, but
completely yeah. Get it. No, 100%. I mean, because Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, the music was kind of just out there and ridiculous, but you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like anything great musically, but I guess it was just the pop sensation, caught the culture and stuff like that. It wasn't, but it launched him to the stratosphere, and look what he's doing now. It's absolutely amazing.
His acting is phenomenal. And then Donnie was great. I mean, Donnie was great in Sixth Sense. That motherfucker was amazing in that film.
I didn't even realize that was Donnie in the Sixth Sense.
That's the guy that gets shot or that shoots him. That's the guy that shoots Bruce Willis. That's Donnie Wahlberg. Shit. He lost like all this weight to be in the movie.
Wow.
You didn't know that until now?
No, that's insane. Well, again, I haven't seen the Sixth Sense in forever.
Oh, you got to rewatch it.
100%, man. You know what's funny? There's sometimes I rewatch movies that I liked as a kid or a long time ago, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking then? And then there's other times where my mind is blown, like, oh, shit, this is a classic banging. Right. So I'm guessing the Sixth Sense is along that line of things.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch it again now that you know that. And then that Nate Bargatze, that comedian, has a good joke about that, the whole movie. He's like, we were willing to accept, you know, because the whole movie, Bruce Willis doesn't talk to his wife because he's fucking dead, obviously. But right. You don't know that. And see, and Nate Bargatze is like, yeah, we accepted the premise to this whole movie that his wife just wasn't talking to him anymore. Instead of that, he was actually dead.
Yeah. Well, and that was like the first type of that movie. And then a lot of movies bit off it, like The Others, like that premise where like the character is dead and then you didn't realize.
Oh, it's M. Night Shyamalan. He's fucking brilliant. You know, he's made a lot of great movies.
What was that one M. Night Shyamalan? It was almost like a Amish thing where they thought they were like in this, you know.
Oh, yeah. That was the third or fourth movie. Joaquin Phoenix is in it where they live off the grid. And the parent, like you figure out eventually that the parents have moved them off the grid. They actually used to live in society. But because the whole movie is based around this whole, like, you know, you think that this is all there is in the world.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
And it's like,
I forget what it's called, though. I can't remember the title.
Yeah, me either. And I think what was the thing that sparked where they realized, was it an airplane that flew by or like, and it was just separated by like a fence and that like you just,
had,
and then the world was, you know, out there to be seen. But M. Night Shyamalan, has he done anything recently?
I don't know. I got to look. I always liked his movies. He, you know, he's from Philly. He shoots everything in and around Philly.
Yeah.
And of course you have Signs, which is another one of his classics.
Mel Gibson.
Amazing. Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yo, Mel Gibson's meltdown with that chick. What the hell was her name? He had a kid with her. I think he was married to her. Oksana something.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Holy shit, dude.
Epic.
It's epic. Those voicemails. You should smile and blow me is like one of the biggest things I remember from that. She's like, Mel, I just want to go to jacuzzi. Jacuzzi's like, jacuzzi? You should smile and blow me. He was fucking livid with that girl.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, drove him insane, it seems. The Passion of a Christ, what I think was Mel Gibson's first like directorial debut.
Yeah, I think he self-produced it too.
What?
None of the studios wanted to touch it.
Yeah, and it went on to make a crazy amount of money, was just beautifully shot, told the story very well. And that was Jim Caviezel in there, who JC, Jesus Christ, Jim Carrey, Jim Caviezel. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's a wacky day for the world out there today, but especially for the gracious too. It's going to be a short show. Like we said in the beginning, John couldn't be here today because he has a guest coming on his podcast tomorrow. But we wanted to at least come to you and give you the two of us and Bob A from Bob A's World was also in the middle of doing something. So it is a wacky show for us. And I do have, I had sent them some articles that I wanted to pull up. Let me see if I could do it.
Well, have you, did you see the latest with, you know, the whole Ukraine Russia thing? Like we were using our Air Force drones to direct attackums, which is a missile attack onto Sevastopol, and we attack civilians. We attack Russian civilians on the Crimea Peninsula and Air Force drones to direct the attack. I mean, Biden is literally trying to fucking put us in World War III. It is fucking crazy, dude.
It is crazy. Like, I don't know.
And the left just dismisses it. Like, nah, it's fine. It's like, this, if Trump was doing this, you people will be fucking losing your mind. And you should be, because this is crazy. It's dangerous as fuck what these people are doing. What this administration is doing is nuts. And yeah. The MSM doesn't report on it, so you barely see it. Or if they do, they just fucking sort of casually announce it and then move on. But the U.S. Air Force just directed attack against Russian civilians.
Like, where does anybody's loyalty lie, man? It's like, I don't understand why you would support that type of agenda, that type of, like, we are in America. Am I correct? Is it not the United States of America? Do you not want to make America great again? Like, I don't understand what the fuck people are thinking, showing support for Joe Biden. It's like, do you like to be lied to? Do you like to have all, you know, nonsense thrown in your face? Do you like to have money funneled from China to Ukraine to the Biden's bank account? Like, it's just strange why you would.
Yeah, they're so tribal. They just dismiss anything that he fucking does. Like, oh, no, it's just Joe. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. It's not.
It puts us in a nuclear war with Russia. Who are you going to blame? They'll all probably blame Trump then, too. It's Trump's fault.
Yeah. It's insane.
It is wild. And as I keep saying, like, no, you know, no side is perfect. And if Trump was doing anything fucking stupid like this, I'd be bitching about him, too.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, his comment about grabbing by the pussy was kind of funny locker room talk. But every, you know, people seem to be up in arms about that. But I mean, really,
that's all they have. That's all they really have to go after him for, that kind of shit. And it's like, it's so ridiculous to even bring it up in the scope of the world and the United States and like what's going on. But that's all they have to fall on. Like, oh, he said grab him by the pussy, he hates women. Like, no, dude, all kinds of men have said that. They don't hate women.
No, whatever. I mean, people must hate to have a good economy, a safer place in the world, that kind of peace going on. Like, I forget how many wars were going on when President Trump was in office. Oh, not Ukraine, not the Israel war that's going on. Like, the world was a better place, people. The economy was doing great. The COVID-19 or the China flu, as President Trump coined it, was not here. And to me, I believe like that shit was released. Again, this is a real conspiracy. But I believe that Wuhan lab released that shit on purpose to get President Trump out of office. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would venture to say that, but you know, as you said, it's a conspiracy theory, but there's no way to probably ever prove that one because no one's investigating it.
Well,
I wonder why that is. Why would no one investigate the origins of COVID? I mean, one, the Chinese won't let you. Two, if the United States really wanted to, they probably could convince the Chinese to let them.
Right.
But no one wants to really know where it came from.
No.
Although we know it came from the lab. No one wants to really know that it was actually released from the lab.
Wait, so it didn't jump from a bat to the humans like they originally had said it did?
Nope.
The gain of function research that they were doing at that lab, so, you know, that was funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci.
And the NIH, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's crazy when you actually speak facts and stuff and people want to sweep it under the rug and just believe nonsense. And why? Because it could happen again. It could happen, you know, it's.
Oh, they're trying to push this bird flu horse shit on you now. Oh, it's bird flu. I mean, they're culling animals. They're fucking killing animals for it. It's like, yeah. You know, I heard this other guy the other day talking about, you know, they're just destroying the fucking food system.
You won't.
They're selling the farmland to fucking Chinese all around our military bases. They're selling the farmland to Bill Gates. He's buying up all this fucking farmland. They're going to control the food supply.
China is buying up land next to our military bases, has been for years. Like, why is that allowed? I understand we're a free capitalist society, but certain things you got to keep in check. Like,
we should go over there and try to buy land around Chinese military bases in China. Good luck.
Good luck.
Never fucking happen.
Right.
Never would happen.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's crazy.
So I'm moving to Russia because Putin's a better leader than Biden, just to say.
Well, then you might conscript it in the meat grinder over there, but I don't know if that's better.
Yeah, right. No, I'm fucking around by saying that, but it is just crazy when, you know, sometimes Putin is seeming a little bit more logical than that shitty pedo in chief that we have going on there.
He oftentimes does. I think he's a cold-blooded killer too, but yeah, sometimes, I mean, he's made comments like, yeah, what's going on in America? Like, they're destroying themselves from within, and that is fucking true.
I was being facetious and let my tongue get away, but yeah, I mean, it is crazy when sometimes, you know, Putin is making sound advice and saying statements better than our fucking commander-in-chief in the United States of America. Like,
then you're told that that was fake.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't really make those gaffes. He's fine. Those are fake videos. Oh, okay. I just watched it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fake. Got it. It's
amazing how they could do that. Like, it's going on, but no, right in front of our eyes. You did not see that, dude. It's completely different. Yeah.
It's insane. And it just drives me fucking crazy. People believe it. Like, no, you didn't actually see that. That's not real. Oh.
I don't know how they're getting away with it, how people like this shit. It's like, why? Just because you've been wrong for so long that you can't see the light and say, shit, I made a mistake voting for this asshole that's been lying to us for years. I mean, how many years has he been in politics? Over 40.
Yeah.
He's been on the wrong coin, the wrong side of the coin hundreds of times, if not every time he's made it. He's
been caught lying thousands of times.
Yeah.
Thousands of times.
Yeah. But it's
blatant bullshit lies about, you know, whatever. Just fucking lie about it, about where he grew up, about what neighborhoods he grew up in. He grew up in every fucking ethnic, racial neighborhood you can name. I grew up with the Indians. I grew up with the fucking the blacks. I grew up with the Puerto Ricans. I grew up with the Polish. I grew up with it's like, shut up, dude. You didn't grow up with all those people. Pick one.
Number two in law school. No, you weren't. I was summa cum laude or whatever the fuck that term is for the valedictorian number two in college.
Right. It's
crazy, dude. Like Delaware, I like your state that you have like no taxes and shit like that, but Jesus, you let Joe Biden grow up in that state. So
you see what had just happened in Delaware? So, you know, Tesla was domiciled in Delaware.
Wait, what was that?
Tesla, the company, was domiciled in Delaware.
I did not hear that.
Right. So he established the corporation in Delaware because of the low taxes.
Right.
But then he's getting this huge compensation package from Tesla, Elon Musk, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like $50 billion is his compensation package, or 80 or something like that. The board and the fucking shareholders approved the payment package because they know how much Elon Musk has made them money. Right.
Right.
An activist judge in Delaware decided that he didn't like that, so he tried to stop him from getting paid that.
Yes.
Just some random fucking judge just decides, I don't like how much he's getting paid. I'm stopping it. So Elon's like, okay, well, fuck you. I'm moving the goddamn corporation out of Delaware to Nevada, I think he moved it to. Yeah.
Go fucking Elon. I love a billionaire that is, you know, created his own wealth, is as smart as Elon, is bought Twitter for $44 billion literally to save free speech, even though fucking Twitter was worth like $20 billion at the time. Like, people should be commending that guy and clapping the same way they should be commending and clapping for President Donald Trump. Like, wake up, people. How many good people do you need in your life before you're like, oh, I just like evil people to tell me lies and bullshit?
Exactly.
Insane, like, what dude. The fuck, man? Like, Jesus Christ.
It's fucking wild, man. It's wild. It's like, oh, the TV told me to hate Elon Musk. Fuck him. Fuck him. Oh, the TV told me to hate Donald Trump. Fuck him. Fuck him. He's a racist. It's like, what?
It's insane. Pardonne-moi, bon chéri. Fuck my French and fuck the French. I'm a United States American citizen, by the way. I was kidding about fuck the French, but not really. I don't like them. They're assholes. I could say that because I have some French.
Well, Parisians are assholes. Most of the people in the countryside are supposed to be really nice.
Yeah. France is a beautiful country. I love the tower. What is it called? The
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower, yeah.
Yeah, I think Macron just came out and said if he doesn't get reelected, there'll be a civil war.
Did he say that?
I believe. I saw a statement about that. I was like, oh, okay.
Is that another form of democracy that they're trying to do over there?
Of course, yes. That's what they always say. They're trying to save democracy. It's funny because they're not trying to save democracy. They're trying to save their power.
Exactly. Justin Trudeau talking to you as well, you Canadian prick. Our brothers upstairs.
And look, it's Biden just gave that speech where he's like, your AR-15s aren't going to stop us. We have F-15s. You can't stop the government.
Dude,
that is the rhetoric of a real tyrant. That's what they say to you.
Right.
And then people just dismiss it like, it's just Joe. Trump's the real tyrant. He's going to be the dictator. He won't leave. If he gets in again, he's not going to leave the White House. Did he leave the White House the first time?
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Like,
and there's have that.
Tones in that. I mean, it's like, how many scenarios do you people need to see before you realize this guy's an asshole? Like, right. He's an actual asshole. Like, he's racist. He doesn't have America's best interest at heart. It's just insane. And it's kind of blatantly in our faces. And you could kind of see it with your own eyes, hear it with your ears. But I guess people just like to be lied to and told bullshit. So keep going, Joe Biden. Thank you for your service, sir. We commend you. Bum, 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 bum. Joking. I think you're an asshole, Joe. I'll say it loud and proud like I just did. You're an asshole, Joe Biden. Anywho, who am I voting for in November? Does anybody know? I would say Donald Trump, as every good American citizen should. I'm not telling people what to do or how to vote, but I just think it's like, don't you want a leader that has your best interest at heart? Don't you want somebody that has America's back? Don't you want a leader that puts America first, wants to make America great again? Or do you want a douchebag in office that lies to you, that funnels money from other countries, that, you know, is
pay to play, basically. Like,
pay to play, molested.
Yeah, has a fucking fucked up family. Like, that's not a good father figure when your whole family's fucked up.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, Hunter Biden, you're an asshole, but I'm sorry that your father was Joe Biden and probably made you that way. It is what it is. That was, you know,
there's something called personal responsibility, but your upbringing definitely has an effect on your life.
100%.
And obviously, he didn't have a great upbringing.
100%, dude. I mean, and also at some point, you can't make excuses, dude. I understand you smoke crack and you want to fucking funnel money from Ukraine, from China, and deal with pieces of shit because that's how you were raised and stuff like that. But you got to take some accountability and fucking realize the Bidens are evil. The Trumps are actually good fucking people. I know the truth hurts sometimes, but sometimes you have to say it. Sometimes you have to hear it. Harsh words, whatever. Biden suck. Trumps are great. And they're self-made. Okay, so Donald Trump's father gave him $1 million that he turned into billions. Billions because of his great real estate, because he's a great business owner, because he's a fucking good dude, because he's one of the best presidents I've ever seen run this country. I'll go back to George Washington and say he's up with our forefathers. Like, what the fuck do we need to say and do to have a good leader? Like, I'm just not sure. It doesn't
make... Some people don't want a good leader. They just want to be lied to and listen to the TV and say, oh,
drink
Donald
the Kool-Aid.
Trump's bad. Joe Biden, good. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what the TV told me.
Good soundbite. Good soundbite.
That's what the New York Times told me.
They're probably going to cut this up, Chad, put it on CNN. Look what Chad Gracie said. No, he was joking, motherfuckers, right there.
Nice.
Yeah. Jesus, Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, Chad, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'll be in Pennsylvania, like always.
Yeah.
Bring the kids back to Pennsylvania for Christmas every year.
I can't wait for your birthday, dude. It's going to be fun. Going to be a fun time. We're going to party it up in York a little bit. The shit town, as we refer to sometimes. But yeah, man, I'm excited, dude. 53, huh? What do you do to stay young is my question.
Supplements.
Wait a second. Natural supplements? You don't take a horse dewormer and shit?
No, I don't take ivermectin.
Hmm.
Not that it's horse. I mean, it's, yeah, it's not really horse dewormer, but whatever. No. But I take all kinds of supplements. I've been taking them for years and years and years. So
good, man. Natural stuff is good. It comes from the earth. That people want to think you should be hopped up on pharmaceutical shit and all that garbage, but there are natural things
for you.
Yeah. And diet and exercise, people, could also keep you healthy.
That's right. But that's racist. Don't you remember that?
And you can't make money off of diet and exercise, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't you remember when the exercise was racist? They tried to bring that shit up. The left tried to push that for a little while.
No.
Well, if you're exercising, you must be a MAGA extremist. You're racist. It's like, what? It's like, oh my God. Everything is fucking racist. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's so funny what they do over there.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, because racist people say shit like that fucking out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do. Well, they were calling math racist too. Two plus two equals four is racist. That's racist.
Crazy, man.
This is the shit that, you know, basically communists fucking do. They try to get you to believe that the truth is the lie and the lies are truth. So they can control your mind and, you know, lead you into whatever they want you to go to.
It's a travesty, dude.
Don't be a critical thinker.
No. Don't ask questions either.
Don't ask questions. Don't read anything. Don't do your own research. During COVID, I was like, are you going to do your own research? Like making fun of it. Like, yeah I did my own research. And guess what, motherfucker? I'm not vaxxed. Hello.
Hello. Not only do your own research, but is that a bad thing to follow some experts that are telling you real shit? Like, yeah, that's doing research, listening to experts on a subject, not people that want to lie to you to make money for their own personal gain. There's a reason why you should do your own research and follow facts and not lies. But I'm a stupid individual. I don't know much in the world. I'm only 42, people. So I have a lot of growing up to do.
I think I'll vote Democrat when I die. You know, someone will cast a ballot for me when I'm dead.
Well, again, I make a joke, but I did vote Democrat for a majority.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah. I voted for Bill Clinton, believe it or not. And I like Bill Clinton. Kind of. He was a good president. I didn't agree.
I think he was a good president. He definitely not as fucking extreme left as these idiots now. I mean, he was a centrist Democrat, so he was a good president. He balanced the budget at one point, right?
Yeah, and he almost killed Osama bin Laden before, I even knew Osama bin Laden's name. Like, he sent missiles to get him and shit like that, and, you know, could have avoided 9/11. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, the world is just a wacky place that we're just living in. But people need to wake up and do your own research. But that's a bad thing to say. Don't take our word for it.
Well, they make it a bad thing to say because they don't want you to do that.
Google it. Doing your own research is bad, people. Joking. My stand-up comedian is...
We got ourselves a reader.
Yeah. Oh.
It's from Jimmy Dore.
Oh my God, I thought that was you. I'm like, that was funny, Chad. How dare you?
Looks like we got ourselves a reader.
That's funny. I was talking to Bill Hines the other day, who I love, who's a good person, by the way. Quick shout out to Bill, the great guy, even though people want to say bad shit about him because they like to read lies and all that bullshit. Quick shout out to Bill.
Most of the York idiots.
Yeah.
All the jackasses in New York that are like, oh, I saw him in the paper. He must be bad. Okay, yeah. Because you believe everything in the paper. Okay.
I was just going to say, don't they print everything true in the paper, Chad?
Of course.
Yeah.
No one fact checks the paper.
Mm-mm. Because it's been around since the printing press was invented. So it must print true shit. Always.
Right. Just automatically. There's no editor's opinions in anything. Don't worry.
I guess what we're getting to, people, is The Gracious 2 is ending. Chad and I are becoming Amish and going back to the good old days of the world because the world is a wacky, wacky place.
We're going to set up a community like that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes, we're going to be the leaders of it, and we're going to fuck all your wives. Cult.
Sorry, real cult.
You know what? They're going to slice this up and take it out. Look what John and Chad said today. They're crazy.
Yeah, I wish. Joking. Go ahead. All press is good press. Go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of eggs, Chad, that's what I had for breakfast. What did you have?
I didn't have breakfast. I generally don't eat breakfast.
It's the most important meal of the day. Sugar.
Oh, that's what they tell you.
Sugar is good for you. Oh, I'm speaking bullshit again over here.
Oh, I love sugar. That's why I'm not eating it for. I've decided not to eat sugar until July 4th.
I'm going to
about 2.5 weeks. 3 weeks.
I'm gonna teach you my keto ways, Chad, and you're gonna love me for it because it's a diet that you could sustain. It's a diet where you could eat as much as you want. You're never hungry. The downsides are very low sugar, very low carbs, but it's a healthy way to live, man. Like I munch all day. I'm never hungry. I'm never starving. And you know, you don't have to work out crazy and stuff like that. It keeps a nice healthy way. It's kind of like the carnivore diet where you just eat meat and stuff like that, but I'm not saying to go that hardcore.
Yeah, what's the difference between keto and carnivore?
So with keto, you want to stay 50 grams or under of carbs per day. The carnivore diet, you would just be
no carbs at all.
No. Well, yeah. And you would just be eating meat, no plants, vegetables. On keto, you could at least eat vegetables, shit like that. Some salads. Cause I like salads. I like, some veggies as well to get my vitamins and stuff like that. So just to eat meat all the time, which you would be in keto, is great. But you know, I need a little variety, which is kind of the way.
Maybe I'll try it out. Send me some pointers.
Definitely, dude. And you got peanuts, you got almonds. There's
sugar. You eat penis? What?
Yes. Pardon a moi, bon chéri. I have one right here. It's kind of bulky. I consider it a carry on. You remember that from Ace 2?
Oh yes.
He's walking by asking him if he wants peanuts. He's like, penis, I have one right here. It's kind of bulky, but I consider it a carry-on. That must be a Jim Carrey exclusive. Like he came up with that. Like that was not written in a script because that's fucking hysterical. And I could only imagine his brain fucking coming up with
it. He came to see us at the Greek Theater back in like 98, 99, somewhere in there. And
as in get him to the Greek theater.
That's right. Yeah. In LA. Yeah. Yeah. And he came in and he's like, you know, Jim Carrey's fucking in a dressing room with all these people hanging out. He goes into the bathroom and you just hear him in there like, what? Do not go in. Do not come in here. He's in there yelling all this shit. We're like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yo,
that was funny.
He's a character, dude. I mean, like that's the beauty of his mind. That's the beauty of everything he's done. Like it's just a fantastical thing. He was a stand-up comedian that did amazing impressions before he became the Jim.
Oh, I was into him when he was a stand-up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was great. His impressions were hilarious.
Amazing, dude. He's done obscure ones like Jane Fonda or some shit. Like I remember seeing obscure impressions of him doing it, and he completely threw that act away. Rodney Dangerfield took him under his wing and had him like opening up for him and stuff like that because he saw what Jim Carrey could do and the quality that he had and stuff. And then here we are today with the man, the myth, the legend that has just produced amazing movies, made me laugh my ass off hundreds of thousands of times. And I never knew what a great actor he was or could be, but his serious roles, The Truman Show, The Number 23, all that shit. It's like, what a fucking talent, dude.
Oh, yeah. What was the TV show he was on? With the Wayans brothers. Yeah, fucking great. Oh, my God. That was so great.
Better than SNL, dude.
Better. Fire Marshal Bill was fucking hilarious.
Let me show you something.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking amazing what that guy did. And that was a character that he created out of his brain. I used to do it in a stand-up career as far as I know. I never saw like any glimpses or pieces of that. But just what a fucking amazing dude. God bless you, Jim Carrey. If you're out there, if you ever hear this, we love you. I think you're awesome. Chad, we're getting to the time. I did not realize. We do have to cut the show short a little bit, but we do always want to thank you, the audience out there, for listening, watching, however you stream or see the gracious too. This journey is.
I was going to say, spread the word, like, share, comment, you know, tell your friends, come and see us.
Yes. Thank you, Chad. I always forget that. I'm like, we got to say that. And then here he is remembering shit. Thank you for that, Chad. Please like, share, follow, comment, all that jazz. We are the gracious two, putting the shit in bullshit. We'll continue to do it, even though we spit a lot of facts and tell you the truth. I like that tagline. So does Chad. That's why we say it. But I'm going to say this to the left. You continue to put this shit in bullshit. Eventually, you'll be called out on it. Eventually, people will wake up to your nonsense. Bidens are evil. Trumps are great. We love you, America. Fuck China. This is the gracious two, John Rotolo and Chad Gracie, saying peace.
Peace. Thanks, everyone. Take it easy. Yeah, see you next week. We'll see you on maybe, what, Friday? We'll do the IG live thing.
Yes.